All right, everyone get ready, because
Yeah.
today we are going deep on something that is really creating a buzz online, the carnivore diet.
Oh, yeah.
You sent us a ton of research, notes, a podcast episode you listened to, even some skeptical questions.
Yeah.
And we're going to help you sort through it all
Sounds good.
and extract the key insights.
Absolutely.
I have to admit, this one sounds pretty intense. Meat, eggs, seafood.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yep.
No veggies, no grains, no cheat days.
Wow.
Not even a slice of birthday cake.
That's dedication.
But hey, we're here to explore all sides,
Sure.
the potential benefits, the drawbacks,
Right.
and even how to navigate things like social situations as a full-fledged carnivore.
Oh, that's a good one.
To help us break down the science and the implications,
Yeah.
I have an expert by my side. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the basics.
Okay.
What exactly is the carnivore diet?
Yeah.
I mean, we know it's meat heavy, but would something like a hot dog actually be considered carnivore?
That's a great question
Yeah.
because it highlights a key principle
Yeah.
of the carnivore diet, focusing on animal products exclusively.
Okay.
So, yes, a hot dog, believe it or not,
Okay.
would be considered more aligned with this way of eating than a piece of whole grain bread.
Wait, a hot dog is considered healthier than bread on this diet.
Yes.
That's wild.
It is.
What's the logic behind that?
Well, it all comes down to nutrient density.
Okay.
The carnivore diet prioritizes foods that pack the biggest nutritional punch per calorie. While a hot dog isn't exactly a health food superstar,
Right.
it's higher in protein and fat and lower in carbohydrates than bread, which aligns with the core principles of this approach.
Okay, let's unpack this whole nutrient density thing
Sure.
because your research has some pretty bold claims.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Reversing diabetes, reducing inflammation, even improving gut health.
That's right.
Some of your notes even question if we need plants at all.
It's a good question to ask.
How does any of this work without the fiber and nutrients we typically associate with fruits and vegetables?
Those are all excellent questions,
Yeah.
and they get to the heart of why this diet is so controversial.
I'm bad.
The key lies in understanding the impact of carbohydrates,
Okay.
or rather, the lack thereof, on our metabolism. By dramatically reducing carbs, you significantly lower insulin levels, and that triggers a cascade of effects throughout the body.
So less of those sugar spikes means
Right.
what exactly?
Okay, well, think of it as hitting the reset button on your metabolism.
Okay.
Lower, more stable insulin levels can be
Right.
a game changer for weight loss, blood sugar control, and reducing inflammation.
So many things.
And while the absence of plant-based foods raises valid concerns
Yeah.
about fiber and certain vitamins and minerals, the carnivore diet argues that we may have overestimated our reliance on plants.
For those nutrients? Okay, I'm definitely intrigued, but I have to push back on this a little.
Go ahead.
What about all those essential vitamins and minerals
Sure.
we're told we need from fruits and veggies? We've all been told to eat our greens for a reason.
Absolutely. And this is where things get really interesting.
Oh, okay.
Let's take iron as an example. We often associate iron with leafy greens like spinach, right?
Spinach, Popeye,
Kind of our
strong
obvious
muscles.
food.
Yeah, I get it.
But what if I told you that gram for gram beef provides a significantly higher amount of absorbable iron than spinach?
Really?
You actually need to consume far less beef to get the same amount of iron,
Wow.
and your body can utilize it more efficiently. And when it comes to other vitamins and minerals,
Yeah.
meat is a surprisingly abundant source.
Okay.
Plus, your need for vitamin C, which aids iron absorption,
Right.
actually decreases on a low-carb diet.
All right, I'm starting to see how this works.
Good.
But what about fiber? We're constantly bombarded with messages about how crucial fiber is for gut health.
And here's where we challenge another deeply ingrained nutritional belief. Are you ready for a truth bomb?
Hit me.
There's actually no scientific evidence proving that humans need fiber.
What?
It's simply not considered an essential nutrient.
Hold on. No fiber. So all those years of diligently eating my bran muffins were for nothing. My whole world is shifting right now.
It's definitely a paradigm shift,
Yeah.
and this is one of the reasons the carnivore diet generates so much debate.
Right.
It challenges many long-held assumptions about
Yeah.
what constitutes a healthy diet.
Let's talk about another big one,
Okay.
saturated fat and cholesterol. You know the stuff we've been warned about for decades?
Yeah.
The supposed artery clogging culprits.
Right.
One of your questions specifically asks about this. What's the carnivore stance on this notorious duo?
another excellent point. And yeah. this is where digging into the actual research is crucial.
Okay.
If we look at randomized controlled trials in humans, the gold standard for scientific evidence, there's no conclusive proof that eating saturated fat directly causes heart disease or clogs arteries.
Really?
It's much more nuanced than that.
Nuance in my saturated fat.
Exactly. What's even more interesting is that when we study populations who primarily eat meat and animal fats, we don't see the widespread heart disease that the traditional narrative would predict.
Oh, wow.
Many of these individuals report improvements in their cholesterol levels
right.
and overall cardiovascular health.
Interesting.
Now, does this mean everyone should load up on bacon? Not necessarily.
Okay.
But it does raise some important questions about how we've oversimplified the role of dietary fat.
This is making me rethink everything I thought I knew about nutrition. Okay, another question from your research. How is the carnivore diet different from the keto diet? They seem pretty similar.
You're right. They often get lumped together.
Yeah.
Think of carnivore as keto amplified.
Okay.
It's like the most hardcore version of a low-carb diet.
Oh,
both emphasize minimizing carbs and pushing your body to burn fat for fuel.
Right.
But carnivore takes it a step further by eliminating all plant-based foods.
So carnivore is like the keto diet's super strict cousin who only wears black, lifts weights made of mammoth bones, and never, ever cheats on their diet.
I love that analogy. It paints a pretty accurate picture.
It does.
And it's helpful to visualize these diets on a spectrum.
Okay.
Carnivore is at one end,
right.
then keto, and then a broader range of low-carb approaches.
Okay.
They're all connected, but the intensity varies.
Okay, so we've covered the basic principles and some of the science.
We have.
But you also had some practical concerns about going full-on carnivore, the cost, social situations, those late-night cravings for, well, anything that isn't meat. Let's dive into those next.
Do it. Those are all valid considerations.
Yeah.
And we'll explore some strategies for tackling them.
Okay, so let's get real. Can I even afford to eat like a lion?
Okay.
What happens when friends want to, like, grab pizza? Will I be stuck gnawing on a bone in the corner?
Uh-huh.
And the cravings. Oh, the cravings.
I'm here.
My inner sugar monster is already staging a revolt.
Okay, well, let's break these down one by one.
Okay.
First, the budget. Mm-hmm. Remember what we talked about with nutrient density?
Yeah.
You actually need less food overall on a carnivore diet because those protein and fats keep you feeling longer.
Okay.
Plus, you absolutely don't need to buy the most expensive cuts of meat.
Right.
Budget-friendly options like ground beef and eggs still deliver the nutritional goods.
Okay, that's reassuring.
Good.
But what about those tricky social situations?
Oh, yeah.
I'm already picturing awkward moments at dinner parties.
Well, it's all about communication and planning ahead.
Okay.
You can always offer to bring a carnivore-friendly dish to share or let your host know about your dietary needs in advance.
Right.
And instead of presenting it as a rigid diet, focus on the positive. You're on a journey to improve your health. And you're dedicated to feeling your best.
Yeah.
Most people are supportive when they understand your motivation.
That's a great tip.
Thanks.
Reframing it as a health journey makes it feel more empowering.
Definitely.
But what about those sugar cravings?
Oh, the sugar cravings.
Are those just going to haunt me forever?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
And it might be tough to hear.
Uh-oh.
Many of us are, in a sense, addicted to sugar.
Yeah.
We've been conditioned to crave those sweet and processed foods.
Right.
But the good news is, like any addiction, those cravings can be overcome.
Right.
And it gets easier over time.
Really?
Dr. Barry, whose work you've been reading, has talked about his own struggles with sugar cravings.
Oh, wow.
In the early days of his carnivore journey.
Interesting.
They were intense. But eventually subsided.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah.
Knowing that even the experts battled those cravings makes it feel more manageable.
Absolutely.
Okay, shifting gears a bit. What about the environmental impact of a meat-heavy diet?
Yeah.
I know you're not a climate scientist.
Right.
But one of your questions touched on sustainability.
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And while our focus today is on the health aspects,
it's
worth acknowledging the debate surrounding meat consumption and the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Some proponents of the carnivore diet argue that modern industrial agricultural practices are actually more damaging than responsibly raised livestock.
Okay.
However, this is a complex issue with many factors to consider. So I encourage further research for those who are interested.
So bottom line, can I live happily ever after as a carnivore? Or is this a short-term experiment?
From a purely physiological perspective,
okay,
it is possible to thrive long-term on a carnivore diet.
Wow.
It can be a sustainable way of eating for some.
Interesting.
However, as we've discussed, it's not necessarily essential for everyone to adopt this as a permanent lifestyle. Many people find that a 90-day challenge is a great way to hit the reset button on their metabolism, break free from sugar, and experience the potential benefits firsthand.
Okay.
Then they can adjust accordingly, perhaps incorporating some plant foods back in, or using carnivore as a tool to cycle in and out of as needed.
Okay, so carnivore isn't an all-or-nothing proposition.
Right.
I like the idea of having it as an option in my health toolbox.
Yeah.
But let's be honest.
Okay.
There's one part of this whole carnivore thing that still makes me squirm a little. Organ meats.
Yes. The elephant, or should I say the liver in the room?
Oh, that's good.
I know organ meats can be intimidating.
They are.
But they're truly nutritional powerhouses.
Mm.
Our ancestors didn't shy away from these parts of the animal, and for good reason.
Right.
Liver, heart, kidney.
Okay.
They're packed with vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that are hard to find in such high concentrations elsewhere.
I know they're good for me, but the texture.
Yeah.
The taste.
I know.
Maybe I could just blend them into a smoothie and pretend it's a berry blast.
While I admire your creativity, there are other ways to make organ meats more palatable.
Okay.
You can find tons of recipes online that mask the strong flavors.
Okay.
Or you can try grinding them into ground meat dishes.
Right.
And if you're truly averse,
you
can always opt for supplements.
Right.
You mentioned ancestral supplements earlier.
Yeah.
They offer a range of organ meat capsules.
Okay. Supplements are definitely easier to stomach, pun intended.
I get it.
Speaking of which, what about fasting?
Okay.
Is that a big part of the carnivore lifestyle?
It can be.
Okay.
But it often happens effortlessly.
Oh.
Because meat and fat are so satiating, you naturally go for longer stretches without feeling hungry.
Interesting.
This aligns with the concept of intermittent fasting.
Right.
Which has become increasingly popular for its metabolic benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to force it. Your body will often signal when it's ready to eat again.
So I could become an accidental fasting guru just by eating steak. Sign me up.
Exactly.
But seriously, are there any other supplements besides the organ meat ones that I should consider on this diet?
Meat does an excellent job of providing most of the nutrients you need.
Okay.
The only ones commonly recommended are vitamin D3, especially during winter when sunlight is limited.
Right.
Vitamin K2.
Okay.
Which works synergistically with D3 and iodine.
Okay.
As meat content can vary depending on the animal's diet.
Right.
But if you're incorporating organ meats regularly, even those supplements become practically optional.
So basically with this way of eating.
Yeah.
You're getting everything you need and nothing you don't.
Exactly.
No calorie counting, no weird restrictive rules.
Yep.
Just pure, simple fuel.
That's it.
So basically with this way of eating, you're getting everything you need and nothing you don't. No calorie counting, no weird restrictive rules. Nope.
Just pure, simple fuel.
That's it.
It sounds like with this way of eating, you're getting everything you need and nothing you don't.
Exactly. It's about stripping things back to basics and focusing on what our bodies are truly designed to thrive on. You mentioned some notes about kidney health in your research, and this is a great example.
Yeah.
Many people worry that a high protein intake is hard on the kidneys, but the research doesn't actually support that. In fact, some people even see their kidney function improve on a carnivore diet. Okay, another myth busted. It seems like every time we peel back a layer of this diet, there's another surprise waiting.
That's what makes it so fascinating. It really speaks to the need for critical thinking when it comes to nutrition. We have to be willing to challenge our assumptions and look at the evidence objectively.
Well, you've certainly given me a lot to think about. I feel like I'm armed with enough information to have a much more informed conversation about this diet now.
And remember, knowledge is power. The more you understand about the science and the practicalities, the better equipped you'll be to make the best choices for your own health journey.
Speaking of choices.
Yeah.
You mentioned that a lot of people use the carnivore diet as a sort of reset, like a 90-day challenge to break bad habits and see what happens.
Uh-huh.
Is that something you would recommend?
Absolutely. A 90-day challenge can be a fantastic way to experience the potential benefits firsthand. It's a chance to break free from sugar addiction, reset your metabolism, and really tune in to how your body feels. And after that, you can decide if you want to continue with a full carnivore approach, incorporate some plant foods back in, or use carnivore as a tool to cycle in and out of as needed.
So it's not about committing to a lifetime of steak and eggs.
No.
It's about having options and finding what works best for you. I like that.
Exactly. It's about empowering yourself to make informed decisions about your health.
This has been an incredible deep dive. We start with the simple question, can you thrive on just meat? And we uncovered a whole world of fascinating science, practical tips, and even some myth-busting along the way.
We did. We really did.
We learned that the carnivore diet isn't just about what you eat.
Right.
It's about challenging conventional wisdom, reconnecting with our ancestral heritage, and ultimately taking control of our own health.
Absolutely.
We explored the potential benefits, from weight loss and blood sugar control to reduced inflammation and even improved kidney health. We tackled the practical concerns like cost, social situations, and those pesky sugar cravings.
Yep.
And we even discovered that effortless fasting is a natural side effect of this way of eating.
It is.
And let's not forget the surprising nutritional power of organ meats, the unsung heroes of the carnivore world.
They are superstars.
But perhaps the most important takeaway is this. The carnivore diet may not be for everyone,
right?
But it offers valuable insights into the power of simple, nutrient-dense foods. It encourages us to question our assumptions and to listen to our bodies. So as you continue your own exploration of this way of eating, we leave you with one final thought. If our ancestors thrived on a meat-heavy diet for millennia, could there be something we can learn from their example? We encourage you to keep researching, to experiment, and to share your experiences with others. You might just discover that a little more meat is exactly what your body needs to thrive. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the carnivore diet.